years of suspense.
The doctors have been talking there for a long time.
We've waited 27 years, Steve. A little longer won't hurt.
Maybe the operation isn't possible.
You'd be very disappointed, wouldn't you?
I don't have to answer that. You already know how I feel.
Yeah.
Anyhow, you must feel exactly as I do.
Not exactly as you do. You see, a long time ago, I resigned myself to things.
Well, I never have. I've hated every minute of it.
Yeah, I know.
That's the way it's been all our lives. You know all this to know about me. I don't have to tell you a thing.
Well, we're pretty close.
Close? Huh. We couldn't be any closer. Siamese twins. People joke about freaks like us. It's supposed to be funny.
Easy.
Easy. Turn the other cheek. Pretend you don't hear them. Ooh, I'm sick. I'm tired of it.
The doctors may decide they can operate.
If they can't, I'd rather be dead.
Steve.
I mean it.
Doctor?
What happened? What's the answer?
We've gone over the x-rays carefully.
Never mind that part of it.
Can you operate?
Well, Steve...
You promised a straight answer.
Is an operation possible, Doctor?
Yes, it's possible.
All right. When can you do it?
Just a moment, Steve. Perhaps it would be best not to operate.
What? But you just said...
I said an operation is possible.
Then what are you talking about?
Well, it would be a very delicate operation. The chances are that one of you may not come through it.
Which one of us, Doctor?
That's the devil of it, Paul. Until we actually operate, there's no way of telling.
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, Undivided.
You say that one of us may die, Doctor.
Yes.
Then, there's a chance that both of us will pull through.
A slim chance.
In other words, you're fairly sure that one of us won't survive the operation.
I don't like putting it that way.
But it's true.
Yes, yes. You see, your nervous systems are intertwined. Technical terms...
Forget the technical terms. Doctor, if we decide on this operation, are you sure you can save one of us?
I think I can promise that.
All right. Then I want the operation.
Hmm. And how about you, Paul?
I'll go along with Steve.
Oh, I suggest that you think it over for a day or two.
We've thought it over. I want that operation as soon as possible. You've studied those x-rays for weeks. You've given us every examination under the sun. We want the operation. Tell him, Paul, tell him.
That's right, Doctor.
Very well.
When?
Tomorrow afternoon.
I'm happy, Paul. For the first time in my life, I'm really happy. It'll be like being born all over again. For you as well as me, Paul.
You're forgetting. One of us will probably die.
But you may be the lucky one.
Yeah.
Why don't we decide it now?
How?
A deck of cards. Cut to the high card.
The loser to die?
Yeah. Either way, it's a gamble. Why not get it over with?
Do you think Dr. Connors would have anything to do with a setup like that?
Well, one of us has got to die. What's the difference? The loser can take poison just before the operation.
No.
Afraid I'll cheat, huh?
It's not that, Steve.
You know there's nothing I can't do with a deck of cards. Move, will you, so I can get the cards out of my pocket. There. Look. Ace of clubs. Ace of hearts. Ace of diamonds. You're afraid I'll do that, huh?
I know you wouldn't cheat, Steve.
We'll draw straws. Roll the dice. Anything.
What you're suggesting is impossible. I won't gamble with life, yours or mine.
But the operation is a gamble.
That's different. Besides, you're the one who wants the operation.
And you don't. You're satisfied for us to be attached together for the rest of our lives, eh?
I've adjusted myself to it.
Well, I never have. I never will. Paul, let's gamble on it. I want to know now.
So you can make plans, eh?
Yeah.
Concerning Gladys.
Sometimes I think you can read my mind. Yeah. I want to make plans about Gladys.
You're in love with her.
I'm crazy about her. You don't know how much I wanted to be alone with her.
Yes, I do.
But it was always you. You can't even keep my thoughts to myself.
I'm sorry, Steve.
You don't care. You're satisfied. We're making big dough at the carnival.
Have you ever stopped to think that Gladys might want to keep things as they are?
There's one thing you don't know. About a month ago, Gladys handed me a note. Night, you're asleep. I turned on the bed lamp and I read it. I've got it in my pocket. Here. Read it, Paul.
I love you, darling. Gladys.
That's why I want to be a man. Not just one half of a freak act.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Come in.
Gladys.
Hello, Steve. Paul.
Hello. Gladys, the doctor...
I know.
Oh, he told you about the operation?
Dr. Carter's went to George Baker's caravan. I happen to be there. George will be here in a minute.
Aren't you happy, Gladys?
No, Steve. But like one of you will die.
Well, at least the survivor will be a man like other men. A part of something that people point their fingers at and laugh. I've heard their rotten jokes.
People like that don't matter, Steve. All of us at the carnival are very fond of both of you.
That's not good enough, Gladys. You know what I mean, don't you? Don't you, Gladys?
Yes, I know.
I showed Paul the note.
You shouldn't have done that. That'll be George Baker.
Come in. Steve, Paul, I've just had a talk with Dr. Connors.
So glad of him.
I can't let you do this.
Nothing is going to stop us.
Paul.
I gave my permission.
There's still time to change your mind.
I won't change my mind while the operation is what Steve really wants.
And I do want it. Like I've never wanted anything before in my life.
If one of you dies, well, what's the survivor going to do for a living?
I'm figuring on getting a magic act together.
And you, Paul?
I don't have any plans.
You'd be finished with the carnival business, you know that?
Yeah. And a fella named George Baker would have to look for another set of Siamese twins.
Boy, we're worth a fortune to you, aren't we, Baker?
That doesn't come into it.
Oh, no, you hate money.
Money has nothing to do with it.
Here at the carnival, we're like a big family. All of us good friends, fond of one another.
What you need is a violin music in the background.
Paul, get him to listen to reason.
Sorry, George, there's nothing I can do.
I want to talk to Gladys for a while, George.
I'll come back later.
We want to change our minds. That's what you're hoping.
Look, things have been good lately. I've been thinking of raising your salary. Another 20 a week.
Get out of here. Get out!
I'll see you later.
Gladys. Paul and I have saved a lot of money. Now, if I'm the one who's unlucky, I'm leaving my share of it to you.
I don't want your money.
It's a chance for you to break away from this lousy carnival. And if I'm the lucky one, we can be together.
Steve.
All these months I've kept quiet. I mean about my feelings for you. That was because of Paul.
I'm sorry, Steve. I knew just how you felt.
But you don't know how it is to love a woman. Like I love you, Gladys. I love you. Deeply and incompletely.
I'll be at the hospital later. May I kiss you, Steve? Good luck. Good luck to both of you.
Well, Gladys?
They're going through with it.
Didn't you try to talk them out of it?
I could see there was no use. That sweet little note you had me give Steve, it backfired.
Yeah, the whole thing backfired. I told you to be nice to Steve and Paul so they'd stay with the carnival. Other outfits are ready to offer them really big money. Just when things are going fine, Steve decides he doesn't want to be a Siamese twin anymore.
Incidentally, Steve is leaving me his money.
Well, that's something. The way they've been sticking their dough in the bank, there ought to be quite a bundle.
No matter how you look at it, George, we can't lose.
Can't lose? The biggest attraction in my carnival has been broken up, and you say we can't lose.
Well, use your imagination, George. This operation is a big story, a dramatic story. Siamese twins risking a dangerous operation. Can't you imagine capturing the public interest when the story gets into the paper?
Sure, a three-day wonder.
Not if you keep the publicity going.
What good would it do me?
You can still have the survivor. The surviving Siamese twin who risked death so he could be a man like other men. If it's Steve, he can do a magic act. He's really good. If it's Pa, well, we'll think of something.
You know, you might have an idea there.
Of course I have. Just use some imagination and showmanship, and you'll have as big an attraction as ever.
And if it's Steve who pulls through, you'll keep him on a string for me, huh?
Uh-huh.
What if it's Paul?
It's the same thing. You see, Paul could easily be attracted to me.
Has he said so?
No. I think I can manage it.
You're quite a girl. And you're my girl, aren't you, Gladys?
Your girl, George.
In just a moment, we return with our story, Undivided.
Well, Paul, Steve, are you still determined?
Yes, Doctor.
Very well. Now, as we have two assisting surgeons, and they're the best in the country.
Is it still the same, Doctor? I mean, you don't know which one of us will pull through?
Still the same, Paul. You see, the X-rays and the other examinations show us only so much. We won't know for sure till the operation has been underway for quite a while. However, we'll make every effort to save both of you.
No matter what happens, Doctor, we don't want you to feel responsible. This is our decision.
Well, thank you, Paul. Well, I'll have to prepare for the operation.
How much longer do we have?
I'll be back in a few minutes.
Steve.
Yeah?
You never tried to understand me, did you?
I don't know what you mean.
You isolated yourself from me.
Isolated myself? How can you isolate yourself from someone you're tied to?
In a short time, we won't be tied to each other any longer. But we'll never really be divided. There'll always be a bond between us. A bond that can't be cut away by any surgeon.
The one who survives will be a man. A man who's just like any other man.
No. Not just like any other man. We've been too close to that. And even though you've isolated yourself, there's a part of me in you. The same as there's part of you in me. Whenever I felt pain from a burn or a cut, you felt pain too, didn't you?
I... But it was only imagination.
Oh, no, no. It wasn't imagination.
All right, so we're close. That's only to be expected.
We could have been a lot closer.
I wasn't interested. I wanted to get 1,000,000 miles away.
I can't blame you for that. I can't even blame you for hating me. But now that we're waiting for the operation, please don't hate me anymore, Steve.
Paula...
Words aren't necessary. I know that you don't hate me any longer.
Getting inside my mind again, huh?
Concentrating on that was all I had to do. You had your card tricks and your magic. I had you.
I wish now I could have tried to understand you. Like you understand me.
It doesn't matter. Steve, about Gladys, she's a very pretty girl.
Please. Right now, I don't want to think about her.
Look,
I don't want to start wishing that you're the one who... Don't talk about her, Paul, please.
All right, Steve.
We're ready now.
Well, Dennis, I just had a talk with the newspaper boys.
And?
They're going to give the story full play. Interviews with the survivor, pictures, the grade A work.
Oh, that's fine, George.
My carnival will get more publicity in 2 days than we've had in the last 10 years. All of it free.
Well, it looks like we'll have that trip to South America sooner than expected.
Inside of a year, baby.
And a nice big engagement ring.
You do your job, sweetheart, and I'll buy you a rock you'll have trouble lifting.
I'll do my job.
The survivor is going to be worth a lot of dough. Keeping you on a string is going to be very important to me.
To us?
Us. But if Paul's the one who pulls through, you'll have to do some real acting to explain away that note.
I can handle it. Paul will be easy. I'll have him twisted around my finger.
Don't twist him around so hard that you get used to it.
All I can think of is that big rock, a trip to South America, and you.
I'm glad you added the last part.
You know how much I love you, George.
Sure.
While I've got the big dough.
George!
We're two of a kind, Gladys. We both want dough. Without dough, hearts and flowers go out the window.
Well, it's nice to have money.
We're two of a kind, all right. In fact, when you come right down to it, we're more like each other than Paul and Steve are.
George, we'd better get out to the hospital.
Yeah, the newspaper boys will wonder why we're not behaving like we're worried.
How do I look?
You'll take a beautiful photograph. By the way, I've got a bottle of glycerin. Glycerin is what movie actors use to make teardrops. You can put it on in the car just before we get to the hospital.
I won't need the glycerin. I'll just pretend that you ran off to South America with another woman.
Ran off with another woman? What would I do for a laugh?
Paul, Steve, in the presence of my colleagues, I want to give you another opportunity to reconsider going through this operation.
We've made up our minds. Right, Paul?
Yeah. We accept the responsibility for whatever may happen.
Very well.
Yes, I'm Gladys Morgan, nurse. I'm a very good friend of Stephen Paul Arnold.
And I'm George Baker, their employer.
Oh, won't you please sit down? How are they? We won't know for quite a while.
The operation?
They've only just started.
We'll be back in a minute to Peril and our story, Undivided.
Careful.
Dr. Clarence, thought I was breathing. It's getting irregular.
You want oxygen?
Yes, sir.
Almost normal now, sir.
The second time that's happened, Dr. Connors. Perhaps he's the weaker one.
We won't come to any conclusions, we are sure.
Of course, Doctor.
The breathing completely normal, sir.
Good. Continue the operation.
Is irregular again.
More oxygen?
Yes, sir.
You can't wait too long, Dr. Connors.
I know.
He's not responding too well.
Dr. Connors, it'll be disastrous if you wait much longer.
Just a moment more.
Improving, sir. Almost normal.
Is the crucial moment, gentlemen.
It's breathing. It's stuck. I can't do anything. Adrenaline, doctor?
If you stop to use adrenaline, Dr. Connors, both will die.
Yes, you're right. No adrenaline. I'm sorry, Paul.
Well, nurse?
You can go in to see him now.
Well, it's about time. Come on, Gladys.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Gladys. George? polo, sport. Wait till you see the newspapers.
I'm so glad it was you who pulled through, Steve.
Yeah. You said you'd be glad.
I said...
Never mind.
Steve, listen, I've been thinking things over. You can still stay with the carnival. As soon as you're well enough, we can work up a magic act for you. I've got it all figured out. Gladys can be your assistant.
So she can keep an eye on me for you?
Why... Well, that's an idea.
I'll always be keeping an eye on you, Steve. Always.
Even in a small town grocery store?
What?
I'm buying a grocery store in some small town. So I can get to know real people.
Steve,
for the first time I see things clearly. To you, George, I mean only money.
Now, wait a minute.
And what do I mean to you, Gladys? What do I really mean to you?
I love you, Steve. You know that.
Then you'll leave the carnival and go away with me?
But... we can make real money at the carnival.
Sure you can. Steve, I'll give you the same salary I'm giving you and your brother. You can't turn down a deal like that.
But I am.
You can't. I won't let you go.
How can you stop me? We haven't got a contract, George.
Why, you... After all the trouble I've gone through, lining up the newspaper reporters, getting the publicity ready, you lousy, ungrateful punk.
Thanks for telling me how fond you are of me.
I'll take this to court. That's what I'll do. Come on, Gladys. Let's get out of here.
Well, are you going with him, Gladys?
Steve, I want you to be with me. Just you and me, Steve, darling.
In a small town grocery store?
Do you really expect me to go to some hit town?
If you loved me, you would.
But, Steve, you're a man now, like other men. We can be so happy together at the carnival. It'll be different for you. You're free. Steve, at last, you're free of your brother, Paul.
No. I'm not free of him, and I'll never be. You see, during the operation... what's the use of telling you? You wouldn't understand. Goodbye, Gladys.
Don't be a fool.
Goodbye. You'll be sorry about this when my lawyers get in touch with you. Let's go, Gladys.
You were right, Paul.
Concludes tonight's peril story, Undivided.